Hi, my name's Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Thank you for listening. Over the years, I've dabbled in a number of interesting technologies or technology paths. I'm never really sure quite what a failed technology is called after it fails. Before it fails, obviously, it's a dream, right? It's a, hey, this is possible. After it fails, it's, you know, a debacle, you know, tremendous, agonizing, painful reality. But, you know, I've been involved in a number of them over the years, looking at both, you know, stretch and not stretch technologies. So what a stretch technology basically is, it's like a stretch goal at work. It basically what happens is, you know, you're given this concept of how far can you go, what can you do, what's possible, right? People often call it the art of the possible. It's where you take what you think will work together and try to bring it together. Now, it doesn't always work, right? There's an opportunity to fail anytime you bring two things together. My favorite, you know, is people don't really love the taste of crab apples. There are many people that do, but people don't often love the taste of crab apples. But many apple trees really have been grafted onto a crab apple tree because crab apples grow faster than trees. They tend to be more resilient to disease than apples, so on and so forth. So there's a mixing of the crab apple tree and the apple tree to produce a faster growing apple tree. Simpler, smaller, shorter, you know, the dwarf apple tree, so on and so forth. And that's kind of a genetic manipulation, but it's, you know, the reality of how that works. And the same is true in the technology world. Sometimes those things go together really well. Sometimes they fit together perfectly. Sometimes it's just a miserable failure today. Now, a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, it may come back and people will look at it and go, wow. I had a Mobius packet radio many years ago, which was the very first, you know, free roaming Wi-Fi. It was horrible. It was not reliable and it didn't work really well. But the concepts of that later became what we now call Wi-Fi, and it truly and ultimately, you know, was a game changer, right? So technologies sometimes can mix and merge and don't always do well together. Sometimes technologies are presented in a way that they just aren't effective together. And, you know, last but not least, you have this other concept, because I mentioned there were two, but there's this other concept where we consider, you know, the need. And I think that's the hard part for technologists sometimes, is to understand that sometimes the need is overwhelming for something, and that's why it explodes. But sometimes the need isn't overwhelming, and no amount of marketing will make it an overwhelming need. It's just the reality of what it is. People buy what they need when they need it, and sometimes if people have extra money, they buy what they want. But technology doesn't always have to, you know, be perfect in that scenario. Right? It doesn't always have to solve those problems. So anyway, I've done these crowdfunding realities for many years. In fact, I probably have backed more than 400 crowdfunding projects at this point. And I'll say, first of all, you know, of the two crowdfunding sites, I know that most people crowdfund off Kickstarter or Indiegogo, the two largest. I still have a almost 30% failure rate on Indiegogo, and their support is terrible. Kickstarter at this point, I have only 9 projects that failed out of well more than 100. So the failure rate on Kickstarter is much lower. I think they do a better vetting job than Indiegogo. I think Indiegogo struggles with that reality. But anyway, it's all about technology, right? It's all about innovation, and it's all about getting to that next big thing. My name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast.